Now, Hebrews chapter 11 is a chapter that deals with faith. I mean, it's called the faith chapter. It talks about faith in most of the verses, and that's the subject of the entire chapter. And I want to preach about that tonight. Before I preach particularly about some of these examples that are given in Hebrews 11, though, I just want to talk about, in general, what the word faith means. What is faith? Now, faith is, of course, an extremely important subject because it has to do with salvation. The Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So if we're saved by faith, then this subject is of the utmost importance. Now, go, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And first of all, let me point out that in this chapter about faith, one thing that comes up over and over again is the idea of sight or seeing. Over and over again, I'll just give you a few examples. It says in Hebrews 11:1 that faith is the evidence of things not seen. Okay, it says in verse 3 that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Later on, he says that Noah was warned of things not seen as yet. Okay, Moses endured as seeing him who is invisible. That's just a few examples. If you go through Hebrews 11, over and over again, we see words like seeing, seek, sight. Over and over again, that concept is mentioned because that is the opposite of faith. When you actually see something, and what faith is, according to Hebrews 11, is seeing the invisible. It's the evidence of things not seen. Okay. Now look, if you would, at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6. "Therefore, we are always confident." And I want you to notice that word confident. "We're always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. For we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." So we see right there in verse 7 that the opposite of walking by faith is walking by sight. What we're talking about there is physical sight. Faith gives us a spiritual sight where we, like Moses, can see the invisible, where we can believe in things that we have not seen. Faith is the evidence of things not seen.